Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, I thank the Most High. Yes, I do, that we are back again with another episode. Yes, indeed, another very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And yes, indeed, I am your host, Eddie Mia, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, very thankful to the Most High. Every ear that he brings near, indeed, I do thank you all for listening. For the Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, he has told me. And under his cause, I do have some very, very, very important things for him I must do. Most High told me, directly as he told me. And I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed, I must tell you things. Men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, if they could, I said, if they could, they would seek to eternally destroy. Most High has promised that he would send a Savior that would come to save his people, to redeem them unto the ancient knowledge and remembrance of all that he from the beginning has forsworn. For until, my brothers and sisters, that ancient knowledge is restored to the conscience of man, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, there can be no peace. And man, my brothers and sisters, not discerning his purpose, has not found what is necessary to indeed be saved. Not yet found indeed what is necessary that his conscience be purged sufficiently to be safe the day of great wrath and judgment that is to come. Because the Most High will grant his name, his preservation, his salvation upon none who is not true to his name, not true to his purpose, not true to his plan, who is not true to his conscience. Blessed are they who will understand.
Blog Talk Radio. yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten. My truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for Him some very important things for His cause that I must do. And He told me that because of what I must do, He said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, that I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has He told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that a world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat of Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters, in this blessed time the Most High has declared. Yes, the blessing and the healing of His people, the awakening of His people, and my brothers and sisters, by His people, I mean those who would turn from transgression, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, it is revealed what indeed is the righteousness of Yah. In this precious time we call Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the Most High declared, let us understand, my brothers and sisters, what has always been purpose. Let us understand, my brothers and sisters, what has always been the plan of the Most High. Let us understand that true monotheism has always declared that there must be an end to all that has confused His people, for there is one Yah and one Savior, one righteousness, my brothers and sisters, that will transcend and survive the coming day of wrath that is to come. I can only tell you, I will not restrain it.
Most High has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, directly has he told me that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that hypocrisy, I said hypocrisy, will save no one. Let me repeat that. Compromise against the perfect will of Yah, refusing to accept him fully in all things as he is, will save no one. Yes, this is grown folks conversation. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. You've been lied to. Many of you have been led to believe that Messiah comes to make intercession for those who are hard of heart. My brothers and sisters, that is far, 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 far from the truth. Messiah himself, Yohanan, John 17:9, said, I make no request for the worldly, but those who would receive his word. We are at a time and a junction in history today, my brothers and sisters. We are at a time and a junction in history today. We must understand something very, very utmost important. Messiah comes in the latter days saying what? According to Isaiah 48:22, there's no peace unto the lawless, says my Yah. So listen to me, O ye isles. Keep silent before me, O ye nations. For the Most High has called me from the womb, and from the body of my mothers he made mention of my name, to show what is honorable before him. He made my mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, to bring his people back to him. My brothers and sisters, we live in a world today where men have believed they've returned to the Most High after their own words, after their own thoughts, according to their own predilection, according to their own indiscretion, according to what they would call wise, and not petition the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for a surety of his word. And nothing has been more animalistically, adversarially, beastly presumption. May sound like hard words, but I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I have to speak to you tonight relative to the first thing the Most High told me with the beginning of this night, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. He has not been pleased with how his people, those who say they are his people, have prepared for this day. Yom Kippur was preceded by the days of awe. I've sought for the last, at least what on Blog Talk Radio I've been on for about 3 years now, more. 2,500 plus hours of testimony. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, in the last month in particular, I would say that things have been, well, let's just say Most High has been revealing some things that very much so should sharpen our conscience. But how many of my brothers and sisters have been willing not only to hear, but to give them the level of contemplation necessary? If you have, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to those who are my brothers and sisters. I've not realized how much more they need to ask the Most High to help them understand the contemplation, the words that have been declared. From the voice of one whom the Most High has chosen to declare the truth to his people. And yes, I do speak of myself, because he has told me directly this I must do. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. This is not a time for slackers. Not a time for those who would prefer to hear namby-pamby, watered-down doctrine. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. One of the first thing the Most High told me at the beginning of this Day of Atonement, not only was he not pleased on how men had prepared for this day, but he told me something, my brothers and sisters, that is written. And I dare say that most have hardly understood. The high implications of it, especially for a time like this. Isaiah 48 chapter, 22nd verse. There is no peace to the lawless. No peace for those who will not pursue all his law, says my Yah. Well, I can tell you something, my brothers and sisters, about the implication of what this means. For a long time, men have thought to dare imagine that they would have peace
while they seek the Most High according to what seems wise in their own hearts and not asking him what is necessary. Many have said that they have prayed and petitioned for the kingdom, the coming of the kingdom of Yah, but hardly have they petitioned for what is necessary to bring it to bear. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it is time we must understand the truth. He has said there will be no peace, my brothers and sisters, to the lawless, to those who will not pursue all his will. Well, now, my brothers and sisters, he must show what he has meant. There will be havoc upon those who have dared to even begin to presume that tempting the Most High, disrespectfully blaspheming and choosing not to understand the nature of his name. Great, my brothers and sisters, wrath will come upon those who refuse to understand that the Most High is not by any means after his word, or let's just say refusing his word, to be taken lightly. No peace to the lawless. My brothers and sisters, it's not just one time in the scriptures that this is said. It also says the last verses of Isaiah, the 57th chapter. And there's no doubt about it, for those of us who are wise, we must understand what the scripture says this in response to. It is said, my brothers and sisters, in response to the fact that the Most High is not pleased that men have preferred to hearken to men rather than him. He has controversy with his people. And my brothers and sisters, how can he agree with a multitude of contradictions that men have chose to call wise if they've dared to say were his word, as if they could accuse him of speaking their lies? My brothers and sisters, this insanity must come to an end. And I dare tell you that all they who would pray for the coming of the kingdom of Yah must also pray. I repeat, must also pray that this insanity, yes, that this insanity, this massive lie, this gross seduction toward death must end. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to do that? How many of us are willing to petition that our mouths be silenced if we speak even one word against his will? Sadly, my brothers and sisters, there are those who would prefer, my brothers and sisters, to never understand what it means that you love him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. Refuse to understand that only if you're willing to seek him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might shall his kingdom and all things come to pass. In other words, we all are obligated to seek no less. I said we all are obligated to seek no less than all that is, I said all that is, his plan, his purpose, his righteousness. Well, if we seek any less, my brothers and sisters, what do we petition for? The sustainment of obstacles? May it never be. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it is time we stop playing games. The ancient early church knew quite well, I repeat, the ancient and early church knew quite well what Messiah meant when he said, I make no petitions for mercy upon the worldly. I make no petition for those who would desire that this insanity should continue. I make no petition for those who would desire that hypocrisy, compromise, cherry picking at his word should continue forever. Shall me and my brothers and sisters petition the Most High that their lying voices should remain? Listen to what I'm saying when I say this to you. If you find that the Most High is not pleased with your words, and you find that you've been given over to a reprobate mind, that you have deceived men to a degree that the Most High has found that he has chosen not to show mercy, to show you better, would you rather, my brothers and sisters, that you be preserved then see all that is his plan circumvented? Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. I'm just going to tell you how it is. I know when the Most High first showed me his kingdom, and yes, I've seen third heaven more than once.
I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. When I saw the beauty of what it is, what the Most High wants to offer to those who are worthy, I didn't ask at first, to be honest with you. I didn't ask at first to be part of it. I wanted to be, but I didn't ask in a way that I felt that I was any way worthy. I just simply asked for the sake of those who could be worthy. Didn't know what was being offered to me. I just asked for whoever it is that might be worthy. It doesn't make a difference in what happens to me, because Yah will still be just and righteous in all he says and does. I just simply asked the Most High to allow me to help for whoever would be worthy. Because I would not dare to ask that I be, unless I be made ready, I would not dare ask that I be allowed to corrupt or in any way, my brothers and sisters, take away from the beauty of what the Most High told me, that unto his glory he would bring to bear upon this earth. You ask the Most High for eternal life. What you ask is for a pure heart. You ask, my brothers and sisters, for a pure mind. You ask, my brothers and sisters, for a pure testimony, that in no way do you dissuade or beguile or mislead his people. Messiah said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Does that mean that he petitioned for everyone to discern? My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. What he had was petitioning that the Most High show men his way, that the Most High show men his ways. But my brothers and sisters, Messiah himself was willing to admit, a father chooses whom he will unto his purpose. The father reveals himself to whom he will, but there are some. I met one today. Not that I haven't seen many, but I met someone today who would rather curse the Most High than admit that he was deceived. Would dare to tell others that the lies he believed came from the Most High, against all that is written, because he has made himself, refusing to acknowledge the truth, an obstacle against the awakening of many. Would desire that he be preserved to lie to the people. Kind of sounds like Constantine, knowing nothing of the Most High and sitting back and saying, in the context of the way they have left it to be recorded by history. Knowing nothing of the Most High, caring nothing for his will, only seeking to exalt himself. Saying, "I am a Christian." In other words, saying that he sets the standard. My brothers and sisters, anyone who would dare even begin, my brothers and sisters, anyone who would dare to exalt himself as a standard, having not heard from the Most High, speaking what my brothers and sisters, the Most High never spoke, desires to believe that his carnality is of the Holy Spirit against all rationality. My brothers and sisters, such as this, left to a reprobate mind, shall men desire that such as this shall be a vexation before the eyes and the ears of the Most High forever? My brothers and sisters, the other day, just last night in fact, I spoke about the scriptures in 2 Peter, that relate that we should look for something very tantamount in human history. I'm saying again, my brothers and sisters, we were told that we should look for something very tantamount in human history. The fall of all the principles of this world, all the faulty foundations of this world that have dissuaded our people. Twice in the third chapter of 2 Peter is it written that we should look for the end, my brothers and sisters, of all false rule that has blinded the masses. But how many of my brothers and sisters are willing to make that petition? How many of my brothers and sisters are willing to admit that by no means should we petition the Most High to preserve a lying voice, even if it be our own? I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time that we must understand far better than this. We must pray, my brothers and sisters, at all costs. Yah will be done. What did Messiah do? Even at the cost of his own crucifixion, he said, let the will of Yah be done. And if his hardness of heart desires not to see what was to come, yes, far better that this cup not be taken away than the will of Yah be in any way circumvented or in any way delayed. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you again, I'm saying this because I know it needs to be said. Most High is not pleased. I said he is not pleased with man's present level of preparation for this day of atonement. Men have been far too concerned about their own pulpits and thrones, far more concerned about the allegiances they have had after the institutions of man. Yes, my brothers and sisters, to pray for the truth of kingdom come. What does it mean, my brothers and sisters, that you pray for the kingdom to come? You pray, my brothers and sisters, for his mercy. You pray that there be nothing in you that acts as an obstacle. And you should be, my brothers and sisters, I know it's going to sound hard when I tell you this, willing to say that if the Most High does not find you worthy in your attitude, your works, finds you negligent, and he chooses that you should not be a partaker with his people when he decides to bless those who would turn from transgression. My brothers and sisters, I tell you now, cursing the Most High for exercising his wisdom will not show you favor. I can only tell you what the Most High told me, however, when I was willing to admit that the kingdom of Yah deserved far better. He told me, in response to my own words, he said, if you could say what you just said and mean it, like I observed you say it, he said, my son is going to be all right. When we make an oath unto the kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters, we say, let nothing of ourselves be an obstacle. And we petition and seek him according to all that he desires with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. That means, my brothers and sisters, we desire that not even ourselves, not even our will, certainly not our will. How can we sit back and petition that our will should, all our diverse ideas should remain? That you petition that certainly not your will be an obstacle to anyone. But how many of my brothers and sisters are willing to make that petition? No indiscriminate or deceived man will ever be an intercessor. Why do we pray that the Most High will have to hear those who would dare to speak, not first asking what they should say? I've talked about it before when the scripture said we must love him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. What it really means is we must seek him for all that he is, that what we love, my brothers and sisters, should be true to what he loves. But what he loves, my brothers and sisters, we should come to love as well, mutually as a people. For how else, my brothers and sisters, shall we say we are worthy of his name? The Day of Atonement wasn't asking or petitioning the Most High to reveal to our hearts we not be forsaken, to reveal to our hearts what is necessary, that we all be attuned as one in him, knowing that we do not deserve to be called his people if we are so selfishly designed. Selfishly, my brothers and sisters, agendaed. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, there are many who begin their pursuance
to carve out a niche for themselves in a competitive arena and not always concerned, my brothers and sisters, about the integrity of a word. And the scriptures tell us well that such as this, let them not think they receive anything from Yah, for why should the Most High help those who would be an adversary against them or would turn men against them for not seeking the whole truth? Purity and completion offers one choice. He did not say blessed would be those who seek part of his will, but those who seek all. Abraham knew this well. Why is it that so many of his children have not? It's time, my brothers and sisters, we must understand the difference between the children of Abraham and the children of another. Abraham was told to seek all the Father's will, and that would be a blessing. Why do men seek to be blessed after some insubordinate standard? Seek to be blessed after their unrighteousness. Seek to say that unrighteousness is a blessing. My brothers and sisters, I said to you before, no indiscriminate or deceived man is an intercessor. Therefore, we must pray that among men comes forth one who the Most High raises beyond all deceit. That if others have not seen beyond the lie, that he should be able to help others. But my brothers and sisters, there's so many who would prefer that the light never be seen, that the darkness prevail, and that they be seen in their flickers, like stars in the night, something esteemed bright simply because the sun has not yet risen. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. It's time we learn to look for better, that we self-sacrificially and unselfishly look for far better, for Yah deserves far more of those who would be called his people than this. Pray for an end of confusion, even if it means the termination of you. I know that's going to sound hard when I say this, but I can tell you something, my brothers and sisters. I remember when Most High first gave me his anointing, and I realized the conscience that Most High had put upon me was far greater than my own. The first thing I remember saying was this: they need you way better than them, way more than they need me. I didn't care if my conscience continued to exist. I didn't care if I remember anything about myself. But as if, as an entity, I became completely amnesiac. Thy will be done. Like I said, I could even tell you, my brothers and sisters, about something I heard a while back. I heard the spirit within him made me say that I would not be able to constrain the power of the spirit that was within me much longer. And all I can say is that I fell into tears because I never, ever intended that anything of my will be a constraint against the manifestation of all that is divine intent. My brothers and sisters, how many of us are willing to let go and let Yah be who he is, that there be a righteous example in the earth? Where, my brothers and sisters, is an intercessor, one who will petition for all divine will be done? My brothers and sisters, we have to pray for an end of confusion. The book of, we talked about this before, Second Kings, so we should look for an end to all this confusion. End of all participation in that confusion. And the scriptures actually tell us that unless we are willing to do this, we might fall from steadfastness. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, have discerned this? How many, my brothers and sisters, are desirous that only the truth in the judgment remain? This is Yom Kippur. This is the Day of Atonement. How many of us are willing, my brothers and sisters, collectively, for holy name's sake, that a prayer, a worthy prayer, be heard? Willing, my brothers and sisters, submit themselves humbly before the Most High, diligently before the Most High, and beyond all the varied allegiances of man, be awakened to the truth that Yah will be done. A lot of folks want to sit back and talk about the idea that, yeah, they're proud of the various allegiances they've given themselves over to. Proud of the various allegiances, my brothers and sisters, like I said, they've given themselves over to. But the faithful will say, in humility, admitting that they have been deceived, desirous for righteousness, will, according to Isaiah 26, 12 to 13, they will say, other lords have had dominion over us, meaning they've been deceived. But now, by Yah and Yah only, will they make mention of his name. Thankful to the Most High that he has shown them far greater security. And a word, my brothers and sisters, I said in a word that is not of themselves, but of the Father on high. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time we discern what it is we should be petitioning for, what we should be looking for. Why should we ask, my brothers and sisters, the Father always be tolerant of hearing lies against his name? Why should we ask that those who deceive the people be counted yet worthy to continue to do so? What are you looking for, my brothers and sisters? You should never desire that there be a perpetuity of the obstacle. When the Most High says that time is up, you should simply say that time is up and be ready to move or be ready to meet your fate. That may sound hard, my brothers and sisters, but the truth is simply what it is. Yah will be found just and righteous in all he says and does. I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters. The Apostle Shaul said, hear me. The Apostle Shaul, book of Galatians, said that whoever would trouble the people, keep them far from discerning what is discretion. Whoever will lead the people far from foundation. He petitioned. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters, that whoever would trouble the people, keep people unsettled. He petitioned. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters, that they be cut off from among the congregation? I'm quite certain, my brothers and sisters, he would have petitioned the same for himself, being devout. Being devout unto divine will be done. It's a shame that some only petition for the perpetuation of sin, that having long been their religion, heaven help us, polytheist concept of the Savior, polytheism, my brothers and sisters, indiscriminate thinking is salvation to no one. But there are those, I dare say, my brothers and sisters, there are those, I would have you to hear me. There are those who have thought the Messiah comes, that if they do not discern, or they've been indiligent, slothful, left hard of heart, or made themselves hard of heart, made themselves unworthy, they would still petition. If they, I said that they and others, will remain hard of heart, should persist. Messiah said, I make no petition for the worldly, but for those who will receive his word. It's time we understand the reality. It's time we understand that there's a need to petition with the right heart, saying that Yah will be done, knowing that that has always been his plan. Why do people feel that the Most High has to communicate with them as they're prepared to hear it, after their orientations,
after the controlling body of knowledge that they choose to respect. I want you to listen to what I'm saying. Is that to be called faith? I mean, I talked to someone today who dared to tell me that what he would or would not believe because all he knows, listen to this now, all he knows is English. And he believes the translations. Now, you can show that there are times, and believe me, there are times like John, how about Luke 17, when without question, the translation is not as it should have been. It should have been translated, the King is among you. Did you hear me? It should have been translated, the King is among you. Because certainly, and scribes and Pharisees were not acknowledging the presence of the King. He was telling them so it would be in the latter days. Those of you who know Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6 understand or should understand that well. Why he said it would be just like the days of Lot and Noah. The people recognized them as emissaries from on high before an imminent destruction. He asked them, where should this be? He said, wherever the carcass is, there will the vultures gather. Understand. Messiah was prophesying that in the last day, without question, that he should warn the world before an imminent destruction, that the Most High is not pleased with the dimension in which he is not being respected, or the dimension in which he is being disrespected, and that men have preferred to believe the false comfort of those who told them that Yah somehow is not as, that he of himself has spoken. Why, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of truth in the scriptures that rulers have chosen not to acknowledge. And they act like it's not there simply because they don't see it. Prefer that no one else see it. That they be exalted in the blindness that they protect and defend. My brothers and sisters, shall the Most High tolerate this forever? Shall the Most High, my brothers and sisters, be expected to be frustrated by the illusions that men persist in forever? When will man petition for divine pleasure? No, the Most High does not take pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from their evil way and live. But let me tell you something. The only way the kingdom is going to be brought to bear is that the voices of those who will continue to deceive be silenced. You should have always known to be much more diligent to understand his will, much more diligent petitioning for mercy. The scripture says Messiah himself offered vehement cries and tears, Hebrews 5. The angel was able to save him from death, and verily for the greatness of his godly reverence he was heard. But my brothers and sisters, this is because Messiah knew full well the Most High will have his way. Did you hear me? That he will have his way. His favor alone is not enough. If you understand what I'm saying, shall he favor? Listen to me now. Shall he favor? Ways that are not his own. Messiah had to overcome the illusions of the world just like everyone else. Look at Isaiah 50th chapter 1 through 5. Morning by morning, he causes my ears to hear the teaching. And I've not turned back the rebellious way. He grew to become perfect. Hebrews 5. Come author of life everlasting to all who believe in him. He was tempted as every man, and yet he overcame sin. My brothers and sisters, I got a question to ask you. Messiah did not ask that his own transgression, even if he be found a transgressor, by no means did he ask that a transgression remain. But my brothers and sisters, some folks, that's all they ever knew how to do. And in that, my brothers and sisters, I say this is a shame. For those who know the Most High will only preserve what is wise and what is righteous and what is true to his will, we should be far more diligent to discern and pray for the manifestation of his will. Or dare we say that those who will continue to deceive, who are not here, dare we say, my brothers and sisters, they deserve to be called in blasphemy against the honor of the holy name,
life. Most High, his name means life, means there's no contradiction in it. So the Most High put his name upon what would retain contradiction, what would defy the very nature and principle of existence. Defy his name. Listen, Isaiah 48 said men have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. He said he would not give his name to another. He said he would offer the opportunity for his people to be refined. That is what we should pray for. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. Those scriptures, Isaiah 48, correlate to Revelation 7 and 2, talking about the one called the angel from the rising sun, which is that one called the king of the east, that is Isaiah 40, 27 through 41, 4, saying that he would petition one day the Most High. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. I'm talking about Revelation 7 and 2, that he will say, heard not the earth, he will cry to the angels of wrath, heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of Yah upon their brows. Till we confirmed who it is, my brothers and sisters, that will be true to all his covenant. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. Don't ever think one time that when this one petitions the angels of wrath that the Most High has appointed, that they, for a moment, that their wrath be deferred, that he has forgotten one time that with the aberrant attitudes of man, the Most High is still yet quite angry. I need to repeat that. Don't dare think that the one who petitions to stay for a moment the wrath of Yah has forgotten one time that the Most High is angry. Don't think one time that he petitions against the manifestation of the will of Yah. I want you to hear me in the seventh chapter. The kings of the earth, they should know better. They're running around hollering, hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne, for the day of his wrath is coming. Who should be able to stand? What do you think is going to cause so many, my brothers and sisters, after he sealed that first faithful 144,000 to cause so many among the nations? So run for cover. And my brothers and sisters, in this case, realize there's no place to run for cover but the sanctity of his word and name. Humbling themselves before the truth, because nothing else will survive. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. When he said, upon this rock I will build my church, admit that they knew that one day the Most High was going to tolerate these lies against his name no longer. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, admit that he for whom you should petition for the mercy of receiving the knowledge of divine will, but also, my brothers and sisters, petition that there be a termination and an end to every illusion, to every lie, and all those who have persisted to tell lies, that have not loved the absolute word of truth. Why didn't your leaders tell you that, my brothers and sisters? If they would not tell you this, they have not prompted you rightly in the word that is, in fact, the good news, the testimony, my brothers and sisters, that is true. Some people want to say the good news is only what sounds good to them. My brothers and sisters, the good news is the sure mercy, is the sure message of the Most High to tell you exactly what is rather than what is not, to tell you what shall be rather than what is only men's imagination, to tell you what is, my brothers and sisters, necessary on the manifestation of the kingdom of Yah. And I did not say the persistence of all these various kingdoms that would deny the manifestation of that kingdom that should dictate peace to the whole world. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, the reality. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we stop playing games. It's time we realize the day of which I speak, they left it out of your King James Version. But in the Aramaic, it said the day will come when the anger of the Most High shall burn as a furnace, and all who do wickedness and iniquity shall be stubble in the day that he should do it. On the ashes, on the soles of the feet of those who would seek his righteousness in the day that he will do it. How is it then, my brothers and sisters, men have desired otherwise? Pray, my brothers and sisters, be counted among those who he will find worthy because your diligence finds you acceptable. My brothers and sisters, stop believing that man should be justified before the Most High according to his own word. Man will be justified before the Most High, my brothers and sisters, according to what the Most High has dictated. And I know some people say right quick, oh, well, the scripture says, near in your mouth and in your heart, confess. JC, heaven help us. Even can say you confess Yeshua as Lord. And again, Yah raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Well, how many have understood why he raised him from the dead? It certainly wasn't that men should persist believing the flaw, the false rule of this world. It's because, my brothers and sisters, the false rule of this world must come to an end. It showed Most High proved the foolishness of the leaders. I said he proved the foolishness of the leaders in his resurrection. Not that the people persist in believing the liars, but men realize the need for a greater priest. And that they realize, my brothers and sisters, that in fact, indeed, according to all that was written in the prophecies, that that priest, that intercessor, indeed had come. Shall men, my brothers and sisters, continue to believe in those who have persecuted righteousness? Got news for you. In all the institutions of man that have been called churches by men, wherever there is a worldliness, a false doctrine that persists against them understanding the truth, my brothers and sisters, they were never the church. In fact, if you really want to understand it well, put it this way. Beware, as the scriptures tell us in Colossians 2 and 8, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles or the principalities and powers of this world, and not after the church. Why do I say it that way? My brothers and sisters, any institution that retains any of the worldliness, misconceits of this world as a standard, is not a church. It's not a house of sanctuary. It's not a place of truth, my brothers and sisters. It is not a safe place against the wrath of Yah, who will destroy every thought and idea, my brothers and sisters. Did you hear me? That is where men have chosen to be deviant in their thinking, self-righteous in their thinking, lying against the Most High, saying that the Most High said it when he didn't. Anywhere in this world. The church is the place where you come out from these illusions, out from these misrepresentations. Where is it, my brothers and sisters, the men can find what indeed is wise beyond all the lies this world has chosen to persist in teaching? Through true church, my brothers and sisters, Most High speaks about a people who will tremble at his word. My brothers and sisters, and most of the institutions, the people called churches today, if you told them his word, they would neither know it, nor would they respond to it. They'd sit back and tell you so many times, hey, they're not ready to believe it because their leaders never told them. What do you think is saying in Isaiah 52:15 through 53:1? Talks about how in Isaiah 41 through 42, 41:21 through 42:4, that nobody, among all your leaders, none of them preached truly what is the gospel. They sought to comfort men in vain after a word that is not true, not sure, not good. A message, my brothers and sisters, that is not righteous. If the Most High asked a question of them, they could not give a righteous answer. Because kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. So who shall believe his report? Shall men be prepared to believe, my brothers and sisters, what they never heard before? Shall they believe one, my brothers and sisters, whose testimony transcends the misconceits, the mass of misconceits of men? Most of my brothers and sisters say they can't believe anything unless their leaders told them, even though what their leaders have told them, they really were examined far enough. They find, my brothers and sisters, the foundation of the nation. Sought to exalt. It's not been wisdom at all. It's not been a consideration of all the Most High has said. The Most High will judge mankind according to all that is word and no less. Scripture says Messiah will speak again for the restitution of all things. When all the Most High, all that he has said by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. says, whoever will not hearken to that prophet will be cut off from among the people. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Will be cut off from among the people. Do people dare to believe then, my brothers and sisters, that those who persist after unbelief, refusing to reason, shall still be counted worthy, my brothers and sisters, to persist and to be called his disciples, disciples of the Most High who won't hear him? Dissuading and discouraging others. An obstacle always in the midst. The Most High is looking for disciples, my brothers and sisters. He does not look to allow to continue to persist in the midst those who would not hear, or those who would not listen, or those who would not reason, or those who are so sure of the lies they won't let anybody teach them. What are those, my brothers and sisters, who could draw hasty conclusions? What are those who would call themselves wise after a multitude of partial and polluted worldly miscreant ideals? I say it's time, my brothers and sisters, we stop listening to the devil who said the wages of sin is life. Stop calling the devil the Most High. Because that's exactly what most have done, my brothers and sisters, because they said that the illusion should persist. As if the illusion has a right to persist. Oh, saying that people, because they're deceived, have a right to sit back and continue to lie. Inconsiderate, my brothers and sisters, how many are turned away? Inconsiderate of how many are misled. Inconsiderate of how many are damned while the liar remains. I want you to consider something, my brothers and sisters. I want you to consider something well. I remember the first thing when the Most High told me that I must speak for him. The first utterance of my mind, Father, how shall I speak? When I find I don't know anything. And yes, indeed, that I would have, I would seek to have no part of a lie. First priority, let me not lie. Something we have to learn how not to do, because let me tell you something, out of a lack of knowledge, if we dare to presume anything, lie is all we know how to do if we never knew the truth. We have nothing to guard our mouths against the illusion till we know the truth. Messiah said, if you're my disciples, you know the truth will set you free. Free from who? Whoever would hide the truth from you, my brothers and sisters, and whoever would compel you to lie. Whoever would compel you to believe that a misimagination of this world, the command of Yah, whoever would do that, my brothers and sisters, you need to be free, liberated beyond their misconceits. But I tell you, the adversary has been out at this idea about deceiving people for a long time. Don't ever believe, my brothers and sisters, because being deceived is an excuse. Don't believe that if because you don't know the truth that, hey, your lie became acceptable. But so many of my brothers and sisters are steadily petitioning for that. Pastors even telling people, they say, hey, petition that their ignorance preserved, in their ignorance of their institutions be preserved forever. That while they refuse to tell the whole truth, that they deserve to be, what, rewarded? A brother and sister, scripture says, a man be rewarded as his work shall be, meaning that if he has not sought the perfect will of Yah, what is written in 3:1 through 6 in particular, Revelation, says, speak and seek his perfect works. Yes. Seek his perfect works. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Seek his perfect work, lest he come against you with the sword of his mouth. Many of my brothers and sisters, either we seek his perfect will, or we are not worthy to be called his people. Most of us are not going to have a whole lot of folks sitting around talking about they're his people. Speaking according to their imaginations. We must seek his inspiration. Say, we should not take his name in vain. We should not intermingle or associate his name but the ideas and thoughts of another. How should we know the difference, my brothers and sisters? Let me tell you something. The Most High, if he gets a hold of you right, not only will he tell you the truth, but he'll tell you a billion reasons why it's so. To the point of firmity, my brothers and sisters, that nothing else is left but to accept the reality. It's time to stop accusing the Most High of speaking men's lies. It's time to stop accusing the Most High of speaking men's imaginations. Why should anyone continue to praise the Most High, be frustrated with them who would call him, the Most High, a liar because they simply refuse to believe what he has said? I ran into someone today that even though what he has chosen to believe the scriptures have to say makes no rational sense, he wants to testify to the veracity of what merely is written rather than the thoughts. My brothers and sisters, something is desperately wrong with that. Do we dare to believe? Think about it. Let me talk about this King James version of the Bible. My brothers and sisters, Mr. King James had all the other agendas in mind. Do you really believe that in all things that the translators had the inspiration to discern these things to the full ad infinitum that was initially intended? I'm telling you now, there are times that they translated things in such a way. Not only were they blind to seeing the truth, but they preferred in many ways that others be blind as well. But to see beyond, my brothers and sisters, those mistranslations, misinterpretations, misexegesis, translations that don't relate the fullness of the point, it's the Most High, my brothers and sisters, who reveals the truth beyond the illusion. It's the Most High reveals the gold that reveals the golden thread. What I mean that is he declared the foundation and the expectation so that when you read the scriptures, if man were to write something in such a way that would otherwise that would throw off many, you should still see how to stay on track. The scriptures talk about what in Second Peter, Peter actually said about Paul's words. He said there's some things in Paul's words so hard, difficult for some to understand, that the unstable. How about those who lack a right orientation? The lawless, those who have not been disciplined rightly, haven't had a real strong introduction, if you will, into the Most High, will pervert their meaning as they do the other scriptures to their own destruction. My brothers and sisters, I have a question. We're warned lest we fall from steadfastness. Warned lest we fail to realize that Yah is one and true to all his word. Preferring to believe that he compromises his word and calls it love. My brothers and sisters, the Hebrew word for love relates to secretude and the love and the desire for all the Most High has spoken. And that desire must be the utmost dedication of your heart. There are those who say they love Most High. 45,000 denominations saying it. Hey, guess what? If they got together, would it be found that they all have loved the same thing? The same particulars in terms of all that the Most High has required of his people? My brother says, I ask the question, how many of us are prepared to seek the Most High for all that is his will, even if it silences all that we thought we ever knew? He said, convert the nations. Teach them to do everything he commands. He wouldn't have told his disciples to convert the nations if what they had among the nations already a firm foundation. My brothers and sisters, the human mind needs much. I say the human mind needs much. Not only to find the path, but to remain upon it. The human mind requires much to be disciplined. not the air. I want to tell you something. The Apostle Cephas, they called Peter, got the revelation that Messiah is the Kurdean, the one that was prophesied of it, 27 to 41:4, Isaiah. He got the message that this was the one prophesied in Numbers 24:14-19. By inspiration, he got the message that this was the one prophesied in Genesis 49:1-8-12. He got the message that this is the one called the Son of Righteousness who arises in Malachi 4:2. He got the message, my brothers and sisters, that this is the one that is spoken of in Isaiah 44-45 that most today, till this very day, have not discerned. Great revelation from the Most High. Most High is the one who gave them the revelation. The Messiah even said so. You have to understand, my brothers and sisters, more than one touch that is required to keep you on track. Messiah told his disciples, "Beware lest any man beguile you. For many will come, if you will, saying that their testimony is of the Most High, even of the anointing. And they will deceive many." My brothers and sisters, how many of us, having heard the voice of the Most High, will persist in the pursuit of its every intonation, that they discern the difference between the truth and the lie, and that they will hearken to the Most High as they have a testimony to rebuke the truth that the lie is exposed. They rebuke the lie. They rebuke the lie that the lie is exposed, and only the truth will remain. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, that would not frustrate the grace, the gift of Yah, that in hearkening, that in hearing the truth, they would be found true to it? How many of us? Shall we ask the Most High hear the prayers? It sounds like an amazing thing to say, but think about it. Should we ask the Most High that He hears the prayers of the world? Should we ask the Most High to love prayer that He despises? Honor, brothers and sisters, so many times have the carnal been upset, saying the Most High, you're upset because the Most High does not give them their way. My brother says there's some wicked people in this world that have no concept of what the divine will, no concept of what pleases Him. Thinking, in fact, a lot of pastors tell folks the same thing. The Most High is pleased with whatever they're pleased with. And it would be unfair for them not to have their way, even though they are competitive one against another. So the Most High, my brothers and sisters, be compelled to hear all the prayers of those who not only contradict themselves, but contradict and deny Him. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, shall the Most High be asked to petition to accept the misconceits, the lies, the hasty conclusions of those who, once they are hell-bent to hold on to a lie, will not repent? Shall we ask the Most High to show them favor and tolerance forever? My brothers and sisters, if that's what we believe that we should pray for, and we have not petitioned the Most High for the manifestation. I said we have not petitioned then the Most High for the manifestation of His kingdom. Messiah said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." How many understand that what He really was saying was this? Show them what they do. Do not mercilessly leave them forsaken, that all they know how to do is sin. He was not asking that the lie, the sin, the blasphemy, and the insult against the holy name persist. He said, I make no request. In other words, he was not telling the what he was saying to the Most High. No, I don't dare to make a request against your words. Think about it. 17:9, he said, I make no request for the world, but those thou hast given me who will accept your words. I make no petition against your will. But what I do petition is that they all be made one. Even as I and my Father, we are one. But my brothers and sisters, I want you to think about, what is it, 11:20-30 of Matthew? He was lamb blasting. Strong rebuke and reprove. In fact, calling them worse than the people of Sodom and Gomorrah and Bethsaida and Chorazin. Did you hear me? And in truth, my brothers and sisters, Messiah, actually, at that time, did you hear me? Messiah, at that time, in the midst of petitioning, well, as much as he was rebuking and reproving the people, he was actually petitioning them that they might awaken. And while in the midst of such petitions, he had to stop when the Most High spoke to him to say, I thank thee, O my Father, creator of heaven and earth, that you hid these things from those who call themselves wise, as if they were men of understanding, and revealed them to babes. My brothers and sisters, what he was saying is this. So often, again, men had rather believe a lie than recognize they've been deceived. So many times, my brothers and sisters, men would rather believe a deceiver than believe they've been deceived. He did not petition, my brothers and sisters, for those for the Most High would give over to a reprobate mind. In all things, he was still petitioning for the sovereignty, the sanctity, the supreme, my brothers and sisters, authority of the kingdom of Yah above all else. He was not petitioning that the holy name should be sworn by after any man's vanity, and believe me, that's exactly what many cause many to do when they speak, having not first been spoken to. Yes, this is the Day of Atonement. And some of the things that I've just told you is some of what we should definitely humble ourselves to consider. For many of them, my brothers and sisters, what does the scripture say in Isaiah 57? That flattered the people to believe that after the very ideals of their rulers, they shall find what before the Most High is worthy. And he said that so many of these, because they wanted to believe that fallen standards were wise, and mocked even the Most High himself. And that's exactly what they teach you to do. They definitely don't teach you how to praise and worship him. Think about it. The worship of the Most High is that you seek nothing that would be an obstruction against the exaltation of his righteousness and glory. They haven't taught people to worship the Most High, nor to respect him, my brothers and sisters, if they also ask that the lie and the liar be respected, even ask that the lie and the liar, whose misconceit would obscure the knowledge of the truth, would persist. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Every time a man asks that slothfulness, indiligence, negligence, hardness of heart persist, it is not said, my brothers and sisters, that his allegiance and his oath is true unto Yah. If the Most High decides, I want you to hear me, that he will tolerate the lie I said tolerate. I didn't say like. Lie for a moment longer. And I too say so be it. But my brothers and sisters, as much as I say so be it, if the Most High desires to allow more time for man to get it together, if the Most High decides to allow such time, if these were not the time, I say so be it. Let us persevere. I was one time asking, is it worth it to keep struggling? In a world so rebellious and so selfishly conceited. And I remember saying that, let me try a bit longer. Well, my brothers and sisters, I look at the insanity that I see in the world today. And quite frankly, as things grow more grossly inapropos, or grossly irrational, I've come to the conclusion that something has to happen before every single soul that might possibly be worth something is too corrupted in a world that would compel men to walk after injustice rather than justice. I want to see peace in the earth. I want to see truth in the earth. I desire that, my brothers and sisters, for whoever would be worthy, even more than I desire for myself. Because I know, my brothers and sisters, nothing else, no attitude otherwise is worthy. How many others will come to understand the same? That they petition the Most High, asking for all that is the knowledge of His will, even if it puts themselves to shame. Well, what else do you expect is going to happen, my brothers and sisters? The scriptures already tell us that when Messiah appears, He is not going to find wise nor righteous any of the standards of this earth. It's because people have believed that the Most High will compromise after some lesser standard that seems wise to them. That many have not pursued the will of Yah to the dimension that they should. We are warned to consider both the mercy and the severity of Yah. How fine, my brothers and sisters, fine tooth, is like a fine tooth comb, if you will, is His word. It doesn't miss a single strand. Of an illusion to set all things straight. I remember my brothers and sisters are willing to accept that, willing to believe that. Like I said, the book of Jude said men will pervert the grace of Yah, pervert the truth of Yah, pervert the knowledge of what, the understanding of what is His patience, and pervert the knowledge of what He favors. And many of my brothers and sisters, rather than pursuing the truth, will fall after the error of the lawless. So we should know better than that. We should know that the Most High will bring to bear His kingdom according to all that is His will and no less. Blessed are they. I said blessed are they who are ready to understand this. Just some things I wanted to put in your mind for this Day of Atonement. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that we bring forth unto Most High Shabbat, a holy day, worthy unto Him. We all speak the same thing in the times that He has appointed. We all be willing to reason together as one in the times that He has appointed, knowing that none of the institutions after which we have given allegiance shall be found worthy. This should not be so difficult to do. Why should leaders not tell you that the biggest obstacle against discerning the truth is them, that there can be no peace, I repeat, and that there can be no peace for all their variant misrule remains? Why don't they tell you that? Why don't they tell you why the scripture says the Messiah will appear that unto him, in exposing all the lies and proving all the wisdom that men are called wise, foolish. Why it's written that unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Why was it written that way? Man's going to have to get back to the kind of diligence that men knew at one time was absolutely necessary, which is why they pursued the truth of Yah. Because they knew that the half-hearted ideals of another would not survive. Like I said, thoughts to keep in mind, my brothers and sisters, for this Day of Atonement, because the Most High has already told me he is not pleased with the level of intercession toward truth that is common among the masses, who are more concerned about allegiance to their pulpits and thrones and the righteousness of Yah. Please speak again, my brothers and sisters, in the name of Yah. Covenant of Remembrance Ministries, petitioning the Most High for a raising of consciousness that he might have a gift unto himself. Please speak again, my brothers and sisters. This has been Adam Yah of Covenant of Remembrance Ministries, praying for a truly blessed Yom Kippur. I know for a fact the type of conscience that the Most High will be pleased with in this time hasn't been around for a few millennia, whether people want to admit that or not. Most High intends the brothers and sisters to have for himself exactly what he foreswore. Blessed are they who will have him receive his gift, knowing that the only offering that he is willing to accept is peace based upon a love and a consummate knowledge of the truth. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, again, this has been Adam Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, under his might, under his honor, and under his praise always. Hallelujah. 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 My brothers and sisters, praise the Most High. I thank him for every year that he brings near. And I thank you all again for listening.